And I'm sure many of you recognize that melody of being an old hymn. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hand the wonders wrought. And certainly, when you love the Lord and you're in tune with heaven, it makes nature itself come alive. I don't think anyone can enjoy or appreciate the beauty of nature more than the born-again Christian who knows Christ as his or her personal Savior, who has the joy of the Holy Ghost dwelling within, knowing that his sins are forgiven, he's on his way to heaven, and the Creator of this universe is his Heavenly Father. I tell you, when a true Christian who is in tune with heaven walks out into the woods or stands overlooking gorgeous mountain ranges or rolling prairies and beautiful rivers and panoramic ocean vistas, he can appreciate the handiwork of the Creator. Because David said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." So let's get in tune with the Lord. And when we get in step with heaven, then all nature around us sings, and every bush is on fire with for God. In Philippians chapter 2, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." And when we worship him and sing of his majesty and his love, then even the things around us take on new meaning. The sky is bluer, the grass is greener, the faces of people are friendlier, because you are in step with heaven. Lord, we worship you today. From our hearts, we worship you and magnify you. We don't want to wait till that day comes when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess Christ. We want to do it now. Confess the Lord and worship our Savior and magnify his majesty, his greatness, his goodness. Amen.
Kingdom. glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty.
Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way outside unto the outer gate by the way that looketh eastward, and behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, and behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other, then said he unto me, These waters issue out toward the east country, and go down into the Arabah, and go into the sea, and being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed, and it shall come to pass that everything that liveth which moveth, wherever the rivers shall come, shall live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come there, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it, from En Gedi even unto En Eglaim shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. I always enjoy reading these words from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 47, the river of the sanctuary. And you know what was the sea that the river flowed into that brought life? The Dead Sea. Nothing lives in the Dead Sea. No fish. It's dead. It is so salty that you can get out there and just lean back on the water and bob like a cork. You can't sink because it is so salty. The content of salt is so high. But according to Ezekiel's vision, one of these days, living waters will flow into the Dead Sea, and it's going to come to life again. And I think that brings to us a beautiful spiritual thought, too. If you know anything about geography, you know that the Dead Sea is located in the lowest point on the Earth's surface. The lowest down point on the Earth's surface. Way down. Spiritually speaking, the sinner sinks to the very depths, to the lowest depths. But when the living waters come and reaches that sinner, brings life and victory. Why, Ezekiel saw in his vision fishermen standing on the banks of the Dead Sea, casting their nets into the water and catching all kinds of fish, like the big fish in the Mediterranean. And I think that that river that Ezekiel saw, even though I believe it will be a literal fulfillment in the land of Israel itself, I think that there is a spiritual application too, and it's recorded in John chapter 7. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, whom they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. If you're thirsty, says Jesus, come to me and drink. And when you drink of me, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers, not little streamlets, not a little brook, just a trickle or two, but rivers of living water. Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace, over all victorious in its bright increase. Perfect, yet it floweth fuller every day. Perfect, yet it groweth deeper all the way. Hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry. Touch the Spirit there. Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust him fully, all for us to do. They who trust him wholly find him wholly true. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding, as he promised, perfect peace and rest. Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. Let the river flow into your heart and life, and get deeper and deeper and deeper. Like a glorious river, God's love and peace, goodness. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh a barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 113. All the things that happen to us, all the blessings from heaven, whether it be in children or in business or in the beauties of nature around us, let us give thanks to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Has God been good to you? Sometimes I'm afraid that the sky can be ever so blue with just one little tiny dark cloud in it, and we complain because of the darkness. Would it not be better if, when the sky is completely dark and we saw just one little ray of light, we could thank God for it and praise him? How is it in your heart and life today? Is everything going beautifully well except one little thing that's not right? You know, there's always a fly in the ointment somewhere. There's always something that's not going right. Get your focus off of that little thing and put your focus on all the blessings that God, the scripture says, daily loadeth us with. He daily loads us down with benefits. But sometimes we can't appreciate it because of the one little thing that has broken our peace and harmony. That's why the scripture tells us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, we need to always be keeping our eyes and our focus, our attention off things, off people, off circumstances, and keep looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. While we look not at the things which are seen, said Paul, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I don't know why we fail so often in doing that, when the Bible is so full and rich of God's promises, and he says, I'll be with you. Even if you don't see me, even if you don't feel me, the Lord says, I'm there. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Why do we doubt his word? Why do we question his promises? Can't we just simply believe? Sometimes God tests us to see if we're really sincere, if we really mean business. God certainly tested poor old Job. But in his faith, he said, I looked before me. God wasn't there. I looked behind me. I couldn't see him. I looked to the right and to the left, but I didn't see him. But in faith, he said, but God knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
Jesus, we just want to thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Thank you for being so good. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Jesus, we just want to praise you. praise you for being so good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for music and singing, and for giving us so much to sing about. Thank you for simple things. The sun coming up in the morning, rain when the ground is dry, for sleep when our bodies are tired, and a good meal when we're hungry. Thank you we can feel things, that we can laugh and cry. Thank you for the good times, but thanks for the hard times too, that keep us depending on you. Thank you for homes and children, and for giving us the chance to know what it's like to be loved. But most of all, thanks for giving us your son. Help us to love like that. Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you for being so good.
Thank you for being so good. Thank you for being so good.
It's been a real delight to be able to share this period of morning devotions with you. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. And I trust that you'd have a good, happy day filled with God's peace and love and joy. And let me just give you one last verse of Scripture found in Colossians 3, verse 14, because this just wraps it all up together. After all the teachings that you read about in Paul's writings, after all the sermons you hear from preachers nowadays, here's the most important thing of all of it. Paul said, "And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness." Oh, may God fill our hearts with His love, not some man-made love, but the love of God that comes from heaven, that causes me to love Him with all my heart and walk close to Him, and to love one another, and even my enemies. Lord, let Your love flow through us today.
Lost one, give me all.